Wilson chucks it up top, but Toyer goes to the right side. Jorlene Tekoa inside, and her sister Justine puts it up and in, basket and foul. Lindsay to the right corner. LaRock driving baseline gets cut off. Bounce pass into traffic. Lindsay caught that, puts it up in the left hand and in. Miller high pass, but it's caught and turning back as Madison now dishes off Frankman. Cassart, here's Donaldson. Right side three on the way, and it's good! This game is tied!
You're listening to live coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament on NOS Sports.
12-3, D.C. West in front of Grand Island Central Catholic. Ryan Swanigan, Thu Malone with you in a very strong first quarter offensively. But Thu, honestly, I kind of want to lean more towards the defensive side of the ball for D.C. West against GICC because they only hit a three with 5 seconds left in the quarter for their first points of the game.
Yeah, they didn't look like they got in rhythm at all, and it took 7 minutes and 57 seconds to finally get on the board with that last three. I thought we were going to be talking about our first shutout quarter and go to the record book, see if we could ever recall a zero-point quarter in the state tournament.
There's a pass that is battled for. Look out, Lane Smith pulling down Henry Schrad. He does force the jump ball. The arrow favors the Falcons, and they will get it back. Up 12-3, 10 seconds into the second quarter here inside the John Cook Arena.
And it's not that Grand Island Central Catholic's playing bad defense either. They're just not getting any of their own shots to fall.
Lane Smith with the ball above his head. Right side wing, top of the key. Olsen now Wohler's left wing, back right. Here's Olsen. Olsen dribbles back, dumps it off. Lane Smith swings it around. Left side wing. Here's Olsen, three on the way, and it's offline. Rebounded by Wolf. Almost stepped out of bounds, too, as he brings the ball down the floor for the Crusaders. Right side, here's Alberts back up top. Wolf back to Alberts. Right side wing, far side in front of the DC West bench. Back left, here's Cloud, now Wolf. Left side, Wolf. Dribbling right, spinning in, spins again into the box. It was a travel not called. Shot up, denied by the rim. Schieber rebound. Schieber up ahead, Olsen catches. Has Asher in the right corner. He wants to drive baseline. Got bumped by Cloud and a foul on the floor.
And I think that foul probably saved an easy layup because he had a nice seal screen from his teammate that allowed him to have a wide open baseline. And as a defense, you don't want to give that up.
Baseline inbounds pass for the Falcons after the second foul of the game on Brandon Cloud. With Haney still in the locker room being tended to. There's a basket that's going to go for Trey Olsen. 14-3 DC West. Down the floor, Wolf for the Crusaders. Inside, Birch lost the ball out of bounds. Falcons get it back. A bad pass from Urbanski. From Birch, and Urbanski trying to get it back to Birch. A little high-low action right there, and the Crusaders turn it over again. Brandon Cloud's going to come back in. Urbanski out.
Yeah, a little bit of frustration there amongst the teammates in blue. And yeah, you don't want to. The cutter was triple covered. There was no way you were even going to get that ball to him.
But the Crusaders, without Connor Haney, he's still in the locker room being tended to after he cut his face or banged his nose into the chairs trying to save a basketball. Here's Olsen driving into the lane. Someone lost the ball. Regains, goes up, lays it in on the left side.
And they're lucky that wasn't a foul on Birch and an and one.
16-3 DC West. Wolf at the volleyball line in the front court. Left side wing. Here's Birch going back to his right on the dribble. Cloud comes out, grabs the basketball. Feed inside, deflected, saved by Schieber. Foster deflecting that ball. Lob up ahead. Wohler's catches to the basket, and he lays it in! Another timeout by Grand Island Central Catholic. And the Falcons start to fly away in this one. 18-3 the score. It is a 30-second timeout. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter, Thu. And how about this game for D.C. West? It can't get any better than this right now.
Well, the entry pass by Grand Island Central Catholic, you're a little bit lazy. And the rule of thumb is you come to the ball. You know, and they're not moving to come to those passes. D.C. West is jumping a lot of those pass routes. Just a lot quicker. And then on the defensive end, Grand Island Central Catholic got caught napping twice. You can play all the great defense you want, but they got caught napping twice on inbounds plays. And there is nothing that will drive a coach more angry than fall asleep and giving easy buckets on inbounds plays And right now, DC West has got a couple of easy baskets on inbounds plays.
18-3, Falcons with the lead on Grand Island Central Catholic. Down the floor go the Crusaders with Wolf. Hand off to Shrad. Now here's Birch at the top looking in. Has to go back to Shrad, far side right, now over to Alberts. Alberts coming back around, ball poked free, but coming out as Cloud. He'll grab the loose ball. Back to Birch, left side wing. Birch looking in on Cloud, nothing there. Moves over to his right, dumps it off. Alberts, now to the right corner, Wolf. Wolf comes out of the corner, far side right rather. Now Wolf looking to go in, three on the shot clock, drives to the basket, puts it up and in. No, it's gonna be a foul on the floor. The shot clock will reset, foul on the floor on DC West.
And he's been fearless going to the hoop a couple of times. You know, what he gives up in size, he definitely has in that first step. He's quick with the ball, I like him.
Trey Schieber picks up his first foul of the game. Alberts will come out. Mason Vasquez will check in. Inbound to Cloud, now out to Vasquez, left side. Wolf three on the way, good. Crusaders have only two baskets in this game. They're both threes from beyond the arc, 18-6. That's big for Grand Island Central Catholic. Bounce pass right side. Here's Alexander wanting to go to the basket. Fires a dart out. Wallers three on the way. No good. Off the rim. Alexander trying to whack that ball to Olsen. He almost whacked Olsen. Somehow Cloud got the ball, went down, and missed getting whacked in the head. Now here's GICC. Cloud, free throw line, back out. Here is Wolf, step back three on the way, and it's going to bounce out. Rebounded by Alexander.
Good look.
Down the floor, Foster, right side. Stopping wing, back pass left. Here's Alexander, now Schieber. Left at the top of the key. Schieber dribbles right, goes over to Foster, back left. Schieber, now Wohlers. Now Olsen left, well, almost in the corner. Now is, drives baseline, we're going to have a touchy foul called on Vasquez.
Well, they've been consistent. I will give them that. If you're going to put any sort of body on somebody who's driving, they've called that foul on the floor. No free throws yet. Obviously, that's just a second team foul on Grand Island Central Catholic.
Falcons have too many players on the court. Olsen and Wohlers are going to check out. Lane Smith, Nolan Asher back in. Asher, Schieber, threw it away. He's trying to get to Lane Smith. Smith had moved too far away. Shrad to the basket. Left side layup off the window and in.
And there's a two-point goal, finally.
18-8. Falcons lead by 10. Asher wants to go in. Hop step there to the basket and one! Nolan Asher gets it to go, and another foul on GICC.
And that one was in the act, and I know he wishes he had that one back. He was beat. Rule of thumb is you either let that guy go unimpeded or you foul him hard enough that they don't get the and-one opportunity.
Nolan Asher at the line with the and-one. It is up, and it is good. 21-8. 4:12 left here in quarter number two. DC West in front. Here's a Birch three on the way. That one is good. Thomas Birch left side. An immediate answer back to a 10-point lead. Three-point play response.
Falcon just
GICC.
Slow getting down. Sorry, Ryan. Yeah, you got to get back on defense a little quicker.
Lane Smith chucks it over to Asher in the left corner, trying to drive in. Ball poked free. It's going to be taken away by Vasquez. Vasquez racing down the floor, wants to go to the hoop. Euro step there, puts it up offline. Basket going to go up
and
in.
Foul.
And one as Henry Shrad gets it to go. And a foul on Trent Alexander. And don't look now, Grand Island Central Catholic all of a sudden starting to put some momentum together with 3:42 left in the half, though.
And now I'm starting to see a little bit of a bickering and finger pointing on the DC West players teams, which I saw with GICC about a quarter earlier. You want to stay composed.
Chip Daling having a chat with the official, and one free throw, no good. Asher just somehow gets that rebound. Alexander into the front court, back to Asher, left side wing. Schieber comes back right. Schieber wants to go in, nothing there, bounce pass out. Lane Smith, three, good! Lane Smith drains it in the right corner, 24-13.
Defense collapsed and left him open on the wing.
Left side, Birch at the wing for GICC. Birch brings it around right side, Wolf. Wolf wants to go in. Instead comes left, dump off to Urbanski, who goes to the free throw line, back out Wolf. Wolf going all the way around, and we're going to have a foul on Trent Alexander as Wolf leaning into Alexander there almost stumbled and fell down.
That's what happens when you get stuck getting the duty of having to guard a ball handler. It's a little bit quicker than you. It's kind of a whoopsie foul. He knew it, and he's going to go take a break on the bench.
Alexander with two fouls now. He checks out. Wohlers is back in. Inbounds pass to Wolf from Schrad. Now here's a three on the way left side. No good. Asher somehow gets that rebound off to Olsen. The three coming from Birch. In and out. Olsen now to Asher at the top. Asher driving down the left lane, puts it up, off the window and in. Tough basket, Nolan Asher, he gets it to go.
So strong, so strong.
That's the tight end for the Falcons football team on the basketball court now, 26-13. DC West with the lead, nice lob inside by Wolf. Shred shot is an air ball, bad miss. Lane Smith rebound.
That little jump hook from 10 feet that only went 8 feet, unfortunately.
Lane Smith will bring the ball across the timeline, right side, bounce pass left. Schieber gets it off the deflection, back right. Lane Smith goes back, but the ball didn't go too far away from Wohlers. That was almost a turnover. Schieber with the ball, far side left now up top. Trey Olsen, he goes left now looking right. He needs help. Coming back out is Wohlers. Wohlers wants to go in, nothing there. Here's Schieber. Olsen, right corner, step back three on the way, no good. It was a pass, but it was grabbed by Urbanski after the deflection. Schrad now up the floor. He got 6'7 and 6'4 out there for GICC. Wolf dumps it off. Schrad to the basket. No, it's Urbanski.
That was a nice assist. It's behind the back, over the shoulder to the wide open post guy cutting.
Urbanski lays it in to make it 26-15 Falcons. Slowly down the floor is Schieber into the front court. 1:30 and counting left in the half. Olsen lobbing. Left side, Wohlers. Left corner, three on the way. Good!
That's two in a row for him.
Lane Smith in the left corner. He's got the quarters nailed down, and it's 29-15 EC West. Birch, left side wing, dribbling to the right side. Here is Wolf. Wolf wants to drive in, gets cut off. He's got Wohlers on him. Now a dump out. Here is Urbanski from the free throw line, and it's no good. And Olsen with a rebound. And Olsen wanting Schieber to come back. Olsen will bring the ball in the front court here, Thub.
It looks like Connor Haney is coming out of the locker room and took a seat at the end of the bench.
So he has a gash that was addressed and taken care of under his left eye. So it was not the nose, it's his left eye. We have a foul on the Crusaders. And they're going to get Schrad with the foul. 29-15, 47.4 seconds left in the half. DC West up on GICC. Wohlers to Schieber, back out Lane Smith. Hot hand from beyond the arc right now. Here is Schieber, left wing, back out Smith again. Lane Smith now wants to drive to the basket, lets it go off the window and one!
Basket and it counts. Connor Haney signaling to the assistant coach with a thumbs up, and that head coach did not hesitate, sent him right to the scorer's table, and he is going to re-enter.
Meanwhile, Lane Smith just did it again down the right lane. Another shot that I did not think when he let it go was going to bank in, and he does get it to go, and he also picks up the foul. It's the second of the game on Thomas Birch. Lane Smith showing off right now. Goodness.
Especially that right side of the backboard. He's got that thing nailed down.
And he knocks down the N1 free throw to make it 32-15 DC West. Good grief. The game clock and the shot clock are in perfect sync right now. And GICC knows that. They're going to play for the last shot. Braylon Wolf with the basketball. Really close to the circle and that Nebraska logo at half court. Dribbling right with 14. Now a handoff Birch, and now Trey Olsen is going to foul Thomas Birch. That's not a bad idea.
Nope, not at all.
You have four fouls now. The next foul will send GICC to the line. Are you fouling again here, Thu, if you're the Falcons? I don't think so.
No, they did that so they would have to reset their offense instead of getting a rhythm. Now they got to set it back up with 12 seconds left.
With the basketball, it's Vasquez at the volleyball line. Goes right. Wolf is covered up times two. He can't get rid of the ball. He gets out of the double team, gets into another double team, goes up, got stripped, rebounded by Asher, who can't get out of there. Asher wants a foul. as he was trying to go down the floor. It's the ball rolling away, and that is the half. Tino Martinez is not happy at all. Neither side happy about fouls not being called. Tino Martinez is still there at half court, and he's saying, if we're going to call fouls down there, why aren't we calling fouls down here? And he's still really going after the officials right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, he's animated with one of them, and I think he's just wanting an explanation, but assistant coach standing by to make sure, and now he heads back to the locker room. There could have been fouls probably called on both sides right there, and they let him play, which is kind of uncharacteristic as to what we saw, you know, through the first half. But we're going to take an intermission and see which team can make the adjustments. And, you know, obviously more needs to be done for GICC for that second half.
32-15. The Falcons with a strong first half on the Crusaders. We'll take a timeout. Come back right after this right here on All Sports.